With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republicans and Democrats are bitterly divided over federal agents wearing masks as Congress works to avert another partial government shutdown. And it's all based around ICE enforcement tactics. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Facing Friday's midnight deadline, lawmakers are locked in a debate over funding Homeland Security. And a central question is whether to ban face masks by immigration enforcement officers. The House Democratic leader says unmasking the federal agents is a hard red line in the negotiations. But most Republicans say the current political climate leaves the immigration officers exposed to harassment if their faces and identities are made public. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The DOJ has decided some lawmakers will be allowed to review unredacted files on the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Meanwhile, in Britain, the PM's chief of staff has resigned over the appointment of the new UK ambassador to the United States, who's mentioned in the Epstein files.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's chief of staff, Morgan McSweeney, resigned Sunday, saying he takes responsibility for advising Starmer to appoint Peter Mandelson as the UK ambassador to the U.S., despite his ties to Jeffrey Epstein.
That is correspondent Donna Warder reporting. The Seattle Seahawks won Super Bowl 60 last night, marking the team's second Super Bowl victory. Kathy Kuhlbaugh reports a running back earned the Super Bowl MVP for the first time in 28 years.
A smothering defense and a late offensive surge carried the Seattle Seahawks to their second Super Bowl championship. Seahawks running back Kenneth Walker was a consistent presence throughout in his team's 29-13 Super Bowl 60 win over New England. Walker rushed for 135 yards and totaled 161 yards from scrimmage to take home Super Bowl MVP honor.
That is Gethin Kuhlbaugh reporting, and this is SRN News. President Trump is planning a day of prayer.
He says he will, quote, rededicate America as one nation under God during an event on the National Mall on May the 17th. The gathering, which the president says will involve people from all over the nation, will be part of the 250th anniversary celebrations of America's founding. It's being promoted as part of the White House's America Prays initiative. Details are being worked out, but the gathering is expected to include faith leaders and government officials. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom groups are cheering the new legislation that would keep foreign officials who participate in persecution from visiting the U.S. The Banning Perpetrators of Religious Persecution Act was introduced by Republican Senators James Lankford of Oklahoma and Ted Budd of North Carolina. Sean Wright, the president of International Christian Concern, says the legislation sends a powerful message that the U.S. stands firmly on the side of religious liberty. This is SRN News. Economist Steve Moore believes Kevin Warsh will make a great Fed chairman.
2 years ago, when Trump asked me who should I take, I said either take Kevin Hassett, Kevin Warsh, or Arthur Laffer. And he picked Warsh. I think he's fantastic. I think he's going to clean house over there. I think he's going to create a stable currency, which is what you want. That's why you have a currency in the first place.
And Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. He was previously an advisor to President Trump. Washington Post publisher Will Lewis says he's stepping down.
Lewis' resignation comes 3 days after the troubled newspaper announced it was laying off one-third of its staff. Lewis sent an email Saturday to the newspaper's staff. His email says, quote, difficult decisions have been taken in order to ensure the sustainable future of the Post, unquote. Lewis and the Post billionaire owner Jeff Bezos did not participate in a meeting with staff announcing these layoffs.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. More on these stories at srnnews.com.